You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome aboard. It is a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. We take you through the 3 o'clock hour presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, online at DuPaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to that website. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac on the other side of the glass with us here today. And we got a good show for you. Mark Ironside. Yeah, I know it's not Wednesday. It is Tuesday. But Mark is going to join us today because he will be en route to Ann Arbor tomorrow, as the Big Ten Wrestling Championships will get underway later on this week. So Mark will be in today. We will talk about what that looks like going in to the competition at the University of Michigan. Talk all things college wrestling with Mark, and that'll be coming up on the program here in just a little bit. Look back at last night's ugly, ugly finish for Iowa State, and what people are saying about the Cyclones, including Jerry Palm coming out front page of CBSSports.com today saying Iowa State is on the bubble, which I don't understand. But at any rate, we'll talk about that, preview Iowa and Indiana coming up tonight, and more. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. And I'd love to hear from you on the text or phone line today here on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. And Mark joining me in the studio. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And that includes Isaac. Great to see you again. Yeah, a big game in Bloomington tonight. It was sort of a big game in Ames last night. And I guess when you lose four in a row, especially to the last place team in Oklahoma at home, speculation begins. I don't think it's a bubble team.
It's not a bubble team because Iowa State. But you know what? Jerry Palm comes up with some very interesting things on CBSSports.com. Iowa State losing last night to West Virginia. If that wasn't bad enough for Cyclone fans, former Hawkeye Joe Toussaint coming off the bench with 19, including several three-pointers in that ball game. Jerry Palm's got Iowa State as an 8 in his latest bracketology today. He goes on to say that if Iowa State is an 8, that would be the best seed ever given to a team that is below 500 against the top three quadrants in the 30 years that he has been doing brackets. But it's all because of the strength of schedule of the Big 12. West Virginia needed that win last night, and they got it. Iowa State looked like they had control, somewhat control that game, 6-point lead late, but then West Virginia owned the last several minutes of that game. And Iowa State, third loss at Hilton Coliseum this year in the Big 12. Now, granted, the Big 12 is very, very good, but that's not the way to go into tournament play if you're a Cyclone fan.
Not at all. And awaiting this weekend is a game at Baylor, right?
Correct.
This could be a 5-game losing streak and maybe circling the drain. You hope not if you're an Iowa State fan, but it just doesn't look particularly good right now. And Joe Toussaint was instrumental in that game, as you mentioned. 19 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and hit 8 big free throws at the end of that game to kind of ward off an Iowa State rally. So he was a thorn in the side of the Cyclones last night.
Thorn in the side, indeed. And Joe Lenardi's brand new bracket that is out has now 9 Big Ten teams, 8 SEC teams, and down to 7 Big 12 teams at this point. West Virginia is in as far as Joe Lunardi is concerned, but now Oklahoma State is out. Okie State fell at home last night to Baylor by double digits. I believe 16-13 now is Oklahoma State. So they're in a little bit of hot water right now, as is Texas Tech. First four out for Joe Lunardi today. North Carolina, Okie State, Clemson, and Michigan. Michigan, not one of the nine teams from the Big Ten that are in the current bracketology. Where do Iowa and Iowa State and perhaps Drake fall? Iowa State, still a six as far as Joe Lunardi is concerned, but with a red arrow pointing down next to their name, they would be in Columbus taking on Auburn with Gonzaga on the other side. That's a pretty good three. That's a pretty good three. Also, as far as Iowa is concerned, the Hawkeyes still an eight, still in Birmingham. Everyone loves Iowa as an eight in Birmingham against NC State. I mean, that's a couple of different people I've seen with Alabama the one. And I think you want to avoid that as far as you can. If you're anybody, I don't care if you're Iowa, Iowa State, or whomever, you don't want to face a possibility of Alabama in Birmingham in the second round. Although I say that tongue-in-cheek because Iowa State beat Wisconsin in Milwaukee last year. So it all doesn't matter, right? It's college basketball, as John Rothstein says.
It doesn't. I'm not discounting a victory for Iowa tonight, although I'm not expecting it by any means. The Hoosiers favored by 5.5, 6 points in that game. I'm surprised it isn't a tad more. But it comes down, you know, to beating Nebraska at home in the regular season final and having a good run in the Big Ten tournament. That's how Iowa is going to improve its seed, at least according to the bracketologists.
Iowa State now 8-9 in the Big 12. Remember when Iowa State was a game out of first place in the Big 12? Cyclones net down to 26 now. Still solid at 26. Oklahoma State's net's down to 47. West Virginia, who is a game behind the Cowboys in the Big 12 standings, their net's 23. West Virginia's net's higher than Iowa State's net right now, or I guess lower. Better.
Better.
Let's use the term better as far as that is plays out for the Big 12. Kansas with a one-game lead right now over Texas in the Big 12 standings. You mentioned Iowa, and so much significance on this game tonight. It is going to be so tough. Indiana right now, two games behind Purdue in second, along with Maryland, Northwestern, and Michigan. Michigan's tied for second in the Big Ten, yet out of the bracketology.
Yeah.
Really, does it even matter? And they've won three in a row. Does it even matter what you do in your conference anymore? I mean, it should be the total resume, but conference play means more, doesn't it?
Kind of puzzling, isn't it?
It's puzzling. Very puzzling. 319-366-1600. What do you think out there about the Hawkeyes' chances tonight, Cyclones from last night? Love to hear from you. Jeff on the text line says Iowa State peaked too early. Perhaps. Wasted a really good performance from Gabe Kalscher last night. That was a tough one on senior night to swallow.
Well, Iowa State got some pretty good breaks during the course of their run early in the season. Game, you know, buzzer beaters and whatnot. And you wondered when the bottom would fall out. And I'm not saying it has, but it just doesn't look particularly good. In terms of tonight's game, 6 o'clock at Assembly Hall. Well, Iowa's road woes continue tonight at that venue. Yes or no? Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement for presenting the poll question today and every day. We're very familiar with Iowa's last 5 road games, its shooting woes. In the other game this year, Iowa fell behind at home by 21 points to Indiana. but came back and won. So couple that with you've documented it well, Mike Woodson's feelings after that game, and will they carry forward to tonight? We'll see. Can't wait till they post who the officials are tonight.
Mike Woodson, embedded correspondent in the state of Indiana, who is a Hoosier fan as well as a Hawkeye fan, saying that right now this is one of the hottest tickets there has been for an Indiana basketball game, because Mike Woodson hasn't come out and said they want Iowa really bad. But let's see. A lot of people are saying Franz disappearing, second technical in the game in Iowa City. They still believe Tony Perkins deliberately injured Race Thompson in that game. I told them several times, go look at the film. It is not the case. They just got tangled up. Tony Perkins is maybe not the most loved guy in Bloomington, even though he's a local Hoosier from Indianapolis, but they are, I think they're laying in wait for the Hawkeyes tonight.
Do you think either team is apt to have a letdown after Indiana won at Purdue? And we know all about Iowa's victory over Michigan State. I don't know that, you know, a letdown is going to come into play, especially for Indiana being at home. But, you know, Iowa, you would think, have a lot of confidence. It's not the same, probably the same basketball, not the same arena. Iowa's going to have to shoot it.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to play defense to be in this game.
68-81, is there a coach's stare down tonight? I don't think there's going to be a lot of pregame pomp and circumstance between Fran and Mike Woodson tonight. Now, usually...
not a lot of idle chat.
No. Usually, I mean, a good example was Saturday, Tom Izzo. Usually coaches don't go out for the early warm-ups. Tom Izzo does. Tom Izzo was out there, and he's greeting all the assistants for Iowa, everybody, you name it. Big hug to Fran McCaffrey when he came out. I don't anticipate, A, Fran coming out until the very end, like usual. And also, I don't anticipate there's going to be a lot of, hey, how has your new year been? conversation with Mike Woodson tonight. I think it's going to be a little bit, there might be a little very quick, if you notice, handshake, but that might be it.
Yeah, we'll see. You would hope both are bigger than that, but there's a short-term history there that you can't be discounted, I don't think.
Matt Fairfax is confident. He says the Hawks will roll tonight. Just watch. Iowa has performed well in the past at Assembly Hall. Seems that Iowa either wins big or gets blown out at Assembly Hall over the years. Even going back to Dr. Tom Davis against Bobby Knight back in the day. Iowa put up some great performances. I remember a Kenyon Murray great performance there in a Hawkeye win way back in the day. Hi, Kenyon, if you're listening today. But it seems like it's never really been a close game over the years there. Maybe that changes tonight. We'll see. Mark Ironside's going to be joining us coming up in just a couple of moments here at 3:18. We're going to talk more about the Hawkeye game coming up tonight against Indiana. We'll do that after we talk some wrestling here in just a little bit. But, Mark, let's go ahead and throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway there on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. It is right across from the Lindale Mall and right next to the Home Depot.
Big Ten Women's Basketball Awards were handed out today. Caitlin Clark of Iowa, not surprisingly, repeats as the conference's most valuable player. She and Monica Zanano, first team All-Big Ten. Hannah Stolke from Cedar Rapids, Washington, the freshman, named the sixth player of the year.
Wow.
Very nice.
Very nice honor.
Yeah. The Iowa Sports Information Office has announced a Thanksgiving tournament for the Iowa men's basketball team next year. Played November 23rd and 24th in San Diego. It will involve the Hawkeyes, USC, Oklahoma, and Seton Hall. The racial discrimination lawsuit against Iowa coaches has been dismissed. Those coaches include Kirk Ferentz, Brian Ferentz, former assistant coach Chris Doyle, and athletic director Gary Barta. Akram Wadley at the head of that collection of players bringing the racial discrimination lawsuit. It was dismissed without prejudice, which means the case could be refiled. We shall see. Finally, if you're a LIV Golf fan, LIV Golf attracted less than 300,000 viewers for its season opener this past weekend on Saturday and Sunday. It was outdrawn by a show called World's Funniest Animals.
There you go. Well, like it could have
like
been
that, Mark?
It could have been an exceptionally good episode of World's Funniest Animals.
Hey, I you know what? I get sent TikTok things. I'm not on TikTok, but I get sent to TikTok videos from my girls and wife all the time. They're always sending me funny dog stuff or this or that. It's entertaining.
Who doesn't like a
we got two
a
dogs.
Good
we
dog
can make,
video.
We can have our own funniest dog show just at the Ironside household alone.
Who doesn't like a good dog video? Squirrel videos are my favorites.
There was one the other day, the squirrel trying to jump on a feeder from a tree, missed it like 10 times, and he like a bird feeder from a tree, and he finally made
but
it.
But that
it
11th just, time.
Yeah, it was so fun to watch, this the termination of the squirrel.
All right. At the Girls State Basketball Tournament today, 4A is underway. Number one seed Dallas Center Grimes beat 8 seed Glenwood 57-39. Just completed, number four, Ballard beat number five, Decorah, 58-44, and they are just underway with seven-seeded Clear Creek Amana and number two, North Polk. It's 2-2. That is very early in the going. Xavier in action at five as they take on Sioux City Heelan. Best of luck to the Saints as they get underway in the rematch of last year's 4A state championship game. 4A sub-state boys basketball coming up tonight. Kennedy and Linmar both in action this evening. Kennedy in North Scott down at Iowa City West. We'll have it at 6:45 tonight on CRM Live Sports. Quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the Big Ten Wrestling Championships coming up this weekend in Ann Arbor when we return.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have more clouds around this afternoon. Temperatures remain mild in the 40s, and then later tonight we are going to have the chance for some light rain showers around. That'll wind down and we'll be left with just cloudy skies as we head into Wednesday morning. Temperatures drop down into the low 30s. We'll then have a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with temperatures rising toward 50 degrees. We'll drop back down to around 40 degrees, a little cooler on Thursday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
It's that time of year again.
What time is that, Clayton?
Wedding band season.
Hey, we are Joseph and Clayton Hoyt.
And we're stoked to let you know about our 11th annual wedding band show and sale.
The sale is 2 days only, March 4th and 5th. So put it on your calendar and set a reminder.
It's the biggest wedding band show in the Cedar Rapids area.
Newly engaged? Perfect timing.
Married for a while? It's a great time to update those rings.
We'll be showcasing our top designers, including Noam Carver, Crown Ring, Carlex, and Blue Royale.
You and your fiance will find something that you both love.
Check out our website or call us to schedule your time to look over this incredible selection.
We'll also have excellent financing options.
And we'll throw in a free groove silicone band and a Torque sports wedding band on the house with any purchase of precious metal rings during the show.
This is the biggest wedding band show in the Cedar Rapids area.
And it's only at C.P. Hoyt Jewelers in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, corner of Collins and First Ave.
Call to set up your appointment today.
Update your home and get 11% off all countertop at Menards. Menards countertops are durable, dependable, affordable, and easy to install. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with Menards' great selection of quartz and laminate countertop. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to Menards.com to get started on your update today and save 11% on all countertop at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Looking for a reason to get away? We've got one. Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton's $99 wild deal.
A one-night stay in our recently renovated hotel and up to $50 in free play and dining credit.
Book your stay anytime through April 15th. A one-night stay and up to $50 in free play and dining credit.
Call 243-9000.
Area code 563 to book your stay.
563-243-9000.
Hurry, this offer is only available through Thursday and only at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. You'd rather be here.
Offer based on double occupancy. Must be 21 or older. Exclusions and blackout dates may apply.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit mfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Back with you, 325 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott, Mark, and Isaac with you. I said Tuesday because Mark is usually with us on Wednesdays, but he will be traveling tomorrow, getting ready to go to Ann Arbor or in flight or in route. En route, I don't
tomorrow
know.
Tomorrow, actually, is the Mr. Dan Gable Wrestler Awards Banquet.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'll be at tomorrow.
So Thursday, you're
Thursday,
en route.
I take off, and I'm en route
okay.
to Ann Arbor.
There you go.
On a charter, and I'm excited.
That's nice.
It's wheels up, wheels down before you can even get a big nap in.
No Uno games or anything.
Nope, not on that. It's too short of a trip. It's awesome. And then we're home at like 9 o'clock on Sunday night. That's really, really awesome.
There you go. There you go. Mark Ironside joining us. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee and, of course, on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. And, yes, Mark? You showing me something?
Dukes.
What'd I say?
Mark. Just got to clarify.
Mark. Oh, Duke. Which Mark? Mark and Mark.
Favorite listener in California listening in, Kent Miller, former Jayhawk wrestler. Yeah.
Hello, California.
Pretty obvious question, Kent, but I'll ask it anyway. Ask Ironside what the chances are of winning the Big Tens and if everyone is healthy.
Well, the chances of winning it, I wouldn't go and bet a lot of money on it if you're a gambling person as a team as a whole. Definitely not. I think Penn State is the favorite their favorite team, and they should be. They have four returning national champions. We have one. As far as us being healthy, we're semi-healthy. You know, obviously we were dinged up at 57 and 84. As far as I know, Teske's doing still good at 33. He's going to have a tough row to hoe, though. He's got
weight class.
Yeah, really tough weight class. He's the 8 seed. They're only taking 9 there, and he has RBY in the quarters. So that's going to be a tough one right out of the gate for him. So he's going to have to pull something out against RBY, which, you know, he was semi-close in that dual meet. But if he gets beat by him, then he's got to really wrestle well and come back through that, wrestle back in a really tough weight class to finish in the top 9 there. So, I mean, as a whole, if you just want to break it down, if we're going to have to wrestle above our seeds, there's no doubt about it. We're going to have to wrestle way above our seeds in order to beat Penn State. Is it doable? We could definitely wrestle above our seeds. I feel like, you know, we're as healthy as we've been all year. I say, we're so healthy. But I feel we're as healthy as we've been the entire season so far right now going to the Big Tens. And that's a big pat on the back to Tom Brands for not wrestling these guys every single match when they're kind of like, yeah, he can maybe go, he couldn't, and this and that, and catching a lot of flack from the fans. Why so-and-so's not wrestling or whatever? Because this is the time of year that matters, and this is what counts, and this is why we're probably as healthy as we've been in the entire season. So, you know, Penn State, you know, they could trip up a couple places. We could wrestle above our seeds a couple places. Heavyweight, it's another one. You know, that's an opportunity there. We could wrestle Kirkley in the semifinals. we're 3-2 against him. That's a winnable match. We almost beat
Paris
in there. I mean, that's an opportunity for us to where we could, you know, we beat Kirkley in the semifinals. That's big points-wise. That's a huge swing points-wise. You know, so it's just going to take a lot of that doing. But, you know, hey, men's basketball team comes back from a 10 or 11-point deficit with 1 minute left, 1:15 left. I'm at the Kid State Wrestling Tournament in Des Moines, and it was like, man alive. Both days I get to watch some unbelievable basketball. My daughter Maggie's like, Dad, when did you become such a basketball fan?
Wait a minute. There was basketball talk and people watching basketball at the wrestling tournament?
We had a computer, Stacy.
Okay.
Stacy had a computer, and we turned on the computer, and we're watching, you know, the game. And I'm trying to, like, you know, print shirts or whatever, and Stacy and my other employee, Haley, and Maggie are all around the computer when Caitlin, Chisano missed that shot, and they're like, oh, no! Then we follow them, and I'm like, what's happening? And then Kaylee makes a shot, and they just went nuts. I thought Haley was going to start crying. She was so happy. But if something like that can happen, I mean, how awesome is that? You know, you just never know. But that's a home court advantage, whatever. But, you know, we're not at Penn State, and Penn State's not at Iowa. So you just never know.
Seabrook's a go.
Seabrook is for sure a go. 100% a go. I don't know how 100% healthy he is. I was down in the room last week, and I watched him go extremely hard and live. So I know that he's, I don't know if he's 100% by any means, but he's good enough to go and do well, I think. So we saw him wrestle into overtime against Okie State, against G Feller. And that's a tough kid. That's a tough match. And we took him to overtime and just lost. So is he 100%? No. Will he ever be 100% the 10s or nationals? Probably not. But he's good enough to stay in there and battle and fight and hopefully pull something out and make some noise.
Yeah. The big thing, okay, you'd love to get a Big Ten championship. No doubt about that. Biggest thing, though, is getting all 10. That's the biggest thing.
According to the seeds and what we're taking at each weight, we should do that.
33 and 74 are nip and tuck.
Yep.
Right.
74, they're taking 7, and we're seated 7th. 33, we're seated 8th, and we're taking 9. So those ones are going to be kind of like you said, nip and tuck. We're going to have to really wrestle well, either on the front side, pull an upset there, or do our job on the wrestle back side. Coming through, Nelson Brands at 74, he'll have Labriola of Nebraska in these quarterfinals, so that's a big match. And that was a match, I think, if I remember right, it came down to the wire and was like, you know, 1-point match during the season. So we're right there. It's just a matter of winning these close ones and pulling out a couple of upsets here and there and wrestling above our seeds, and we're capable of doing that. But I mean, that's basically, we can sit here and talk about it all day long, but we need to do our job and then some.
I was with a couple buddies of mine last night, and they couldn't stop talking about Real Woods and what his potential is, not only in the Big Tens, but maybe for national championship. It's right there, right?
100%. You know, and that weight class is wide open. I mean, wide open. We just, you know, me being greedy, which we can be, and then the Hawkeye faithfuls are, you know, we would just like to see him score more points in the second and third periods. And, you know, in a big match, you're going to need to score more points. So he's the number one seed. Bartlett's the number two seed. That's going to be a great match, just like what it was in the dual meet out at Penn State. If Bartlett makes it that far, the number three seed there, Hardy of Nebraska, super tough guy. I mean, that's going to be a great matchup in the semis between Bartlett of Penn State and Hardy of Nebraska at 141 pounds too. So, but yeah, I mean, I for sure, no doubt, Real Woods has just as good of a chance to win a national championship as anybody else in that 141 pound weight class.
Question on the text line for you, Mark. 2325 asking, best non-Iowa wrestler you have seen this year. Biggest, I guess that's the first part of the question. And biggest underdog that could win a Big Ten / national title.
Boy, that's a tough one. Put me on the spot. You know, 149. You could see Gomez or Thomas win a Big Ten title there. Over, I mean, Sassel's the number one seed, which, you know, Gomez beat him in the All Star meet. So there's an opportunity for an upset for sure. You know, 65. You know, you got Patrick Kennedy. That you talk about a loaded weight class, Mark. That weight class is loaded. I mean, it's really loaded. You could probably have five guys in that weight class, you know, possibly win the Big Tens or the Nationals for that matter. Strachey's a pretty much, you know, Labriola could push Strachey. You know.
And Nebraska's wrestling really good right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who out there really. I don't know how to answer that question. There's just too many things that happen. You just never. I mean, David Carr lost first round last year and barely won second round. If it wasn't David Carr, the returning national champion last year, he probably would have got beat second round. That's how crazy the national tournament is sometimes.
What was the first part of that question? Best non-Iowa wrestler you've seen this year?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I really don't. I don't know. I'm sorry. I suck at that question. I've seen a lot of good wrestlers out there. I mean, it's Division I wrestling. It's good. It's fun to watch. But the best one, I don't know off the top of my head.
There are a lot of good ones. We'll say that.
We know about Penn State. We know about Iowa. What other teams could maybe not get in the mix but cause some noise? I wrote down maybe Nebraska, maybe Ohio State to a certain extent. Michigan's at home. I don't know how much that plays in, but who do you think?
You never know. I mean, look at last year. Michigan and Northwestern had a crazy good tournament in the Big Tens last year, and it was in Nebraska. Nebraska had a terrible tournament last year, and it was in Nebraska. So figure that one out, you know. I think Michigan being at home, though, obviously that's going to help. There's no doubt. But I don't think anybody's going to really honestly touch Penn State. What Penn State really needs to do is they need to try getting their 25-pounder Gary Steen through and qualifying so they can have all 10 guys and go as a complete team. Gary Steen, he's seated 11th. They're taking 9 there. So that's one that, you know, it could be big for the Hawkeyes and other teams if they don't get him through and so they don't score any points at 125. That could be big. So we'll see. I mean, Gary Steen could qualify or he could go 0-2 at the Big Tens. So that's a big one right there for all the other teams within the conference, you know, at least the competitive teams that they're looking at Penn State. But Penn State, I mean, RBY, Starachi, and Brooks, they're pretty solid. And so, I was looking at that earlier. 197 is wide open. I mean, we have our Jacob Warner, who's a national runner-up, national finalist last year. And to be quite honest with you, he could have a tough time qualifying for the national tournament this year.
We know it's going to be a close match.
You know, he got beat by Foy. Foy's ranked 9th. They're taking the top 9. That weight class is wide open. There's no real studs there. They're just everybody kind of beats everybody, and nobody really wants to step up and take control and take charge of that weight class. If anybody has, it's probably been Max Dean this year of Penn State, but that's not a given by any means. So,
no, it's not.
But that's another perfect example of, are the Hawkeyes going to win it this year? Can they win it this year? Well, we need a guy like Jacob Warner, who's seeded 5th of the Big Ten tournament, that was 2nd in the country last year, to step up as a senior at the right time and win the dang Big Tens and go and win the Nationals. That, Cassiopeia heavyweight, those are two big, huge weight classes for the Hawkeyes right there.
What you don't want to happen is stumbling in the first round and then facing a tough hill to climb to get back. Right.
On the backside.
Yeah.
And it's tough. You get in that backside of the Big Tens, and every match, you know, for the most part, it's a tough, tough match. Same thing with the Nationals. It's really, really tough to do. You want to, obviously, it makes it so much easier to stay on the front side as long as you possibly can. And Jacob Warner's a perfect example of that last year at the Nationals, where he won the quarters and the semis, by 1 point or overtime or whatever, but it's just, oh my gosh, to win those matches instead of having to go to the backside, and now you're having 1 point matches or overtime matches on the backside, and now if you lose, you're out of the tournament. But if you win it, you advance, you know, on the championship side, and all of a sudden he sneaks into the finals. I mean, that's, it's just such a difference maker. They're winning those hard fought close matches, which is what we did against Oklahoma State. And it's what was, that's what's promising to me. And it was really fun to watch and neat to see, you know, how we ended the season and winning a lot of those tough, hard fought matches, 65, 74, 84, you know, at the, against Okie State, 97 for that matter too. So, you know, we just got to continue that. And I feel everybody's healthy. Everybody feels good just by the vibe in the room when I was down there last week. I just really like how we're sitting right now. We don't have the pressure on us. That's good. I mean, there's no pressure on us. That's on Penn State to perform all the time with all their big dogs. So let them have some pressure.
Not current events, but it's going to be relevant next year. Matt in Fairfax, do you think football will help or hinder Keeter at Iowa?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't have a perfect answer. I was talking to Ben this weekend at the Kid State Wrestling Tournament. He's such a ambassador for the sport. He's there. He's the Grand Marshal of the Grand March for the Kid State Tournament. That Kid State Tournament's huge. I mean, there's like 1,600 kids participants there.
That's pretty cool that it's Ben Keeter's the Grand Marshal.
Yeah, I mean, he's there signing autographs, shaking hands, kissing babies the whole weekend. You know, it's he just, he can't get from point A to point B. I mean, he's the man. There's no doubt about it. And I talked to him for a little bit. He came up to the booth. We're actually working on putting out some shirts for him right now, working on the designs right now. Those will be out here yet this week. And I asked him what his plans are, like what are you thinking? And they said football wants him to put on 20-30 pounds like immediately, right away. But he did say he is going to wrestle out of the U.S. Open at the senior level. That Tom wants to wrestle him at the senior level at the U.S. Open come April. Hmm. So, but yeah, it's good. He has a lot on his plate. He needs to bulk up. He needs to get strong. You know, it's like he was asking me, he's like, what's Cassiope? You know, 260, 265? He's like, if I'm 50, 55, but I move well and, you know, for a big guy and stuff, you know, he goes, I'd be right there. So I think they're wanting him at like around 250, 255. He weighs like 220, so they want to put it on 25-30 pounds, and I don't know, we'll see. It's going to be very interesting to see, but I will say this, he's extremely excited about having the opportunity to do both sports and very looking forward to this challenge.
And it will be a challenge, right? Certainly. Besides, everyone's having their conference championships. Big 12 is in Tulsa, so they go back-to-back in Tulsa. I don't know if that's a little bit of an advantage for the Big 12 teams or not, but that's a wide-open field, certainly, down there.
Yeah, that would be a great tournament, too. You know, you got your top, you know, teams in there with Missouri and Iowa State and Okie State, and then you got UNI in there as well. It was great. I saw Schwab this weekend at the Kid State Wrestling
His
Tournament.
His kids are wrestling on North.
Yep, they are. Hendricks and Hayden. I know Hendricks got second. I don't know about Hayden, how he finished. I wanted to go out and watch him, but I was too busy at the doing shirt stuff. But yeah, Schwab and you and I, they got some great contenders in there as well, too. It's going to be a really fun, interesting Big 12 tournament to follow, and it's always good and fun for my radio partner, Stephen Grace, and I to kind of try and follow that at the same time as we're, you know, following the Big 10s and so forth, whatever. It's an exciting time of year, no matter what you're doing, what sport. That's why they say it's March Madness, you know, but it's not just about basketball. It's about wrestling, too.
It's March Madness.
Yeah, well, I try to get that through as our postseason shirts, but licensing in Iowa would not allow that.
Oh.
Too close to the March Madness. But I was like, this is a totally different sport. March Madness is for basketball. I'm doing Matt Madness, and they wouldn't allow me to do it. Stacy was very, very upset about that. But I did just confirm some new artwork today that's going to be coming out after the whole ordeal with the basketball this weekend. It's going to be a combination, a Unity Nation sport of sports for Carver Hawkeye Arena, Iowa, men's basketball and women's basketball, and Iowa wrestling. But it's going to be coming out here really shortly, and it's going to be cool, and it's Carver Madness.
Sick Stacy on him.
Carver Chaos.
I thought about that too, but then you know, last night the owner athletics department came out with that, and I was like, I don't want to look it like I'm copying. I was literally, true story, I'm on the phone with my mom talking about this very thing, this very shirt idea. Last night, I'm driving home from work about 7 o'clock, and I was like, I got to send you this design I just came out with. It's really, really cool. She goes, well, don't do it while you're driving. I'm like, okay. But I look at my email real quick. I forward to her. As I'm looking at my email to get the design to forward to her, to get the thing from the athletic department. Carver Chaos or whatever. I'm like, are you kidding me? I just got done telling mom if this doesn't work, a chaos would be a great word for it instead of madness. And then I literally, it's like, Carver Chaos. I'm like, man, I just can't win.
Keep thinking. Keep thinking.
But we got it. We got it. It's all good. We got it.
So, all right. D3 had their regionals last weekend. Sit down, everyone. Wartburg won. But... you know, not overly dominant. Still 181 to North Central at 157. Lawrence got third. Co got fourth. One champ for Co, and they got four through. So not a bad performance for the Cohawks.
No. And Wartburg just stays as dominant as ever up there. Eric Keller and Wartburg taking over. And, you know, and Cohawks, they don't give up, though. You know, Ozendorf, I don't ever lose faith in my guy Ozendorf. He just keeps working away here in Cedar Rapids and doing with what he can. So where's that Nationals at?
Roanoke, Virginia.
62-98. I don't know if this is Schwab or not, but it said Hayden Schwab got first.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm highly doubting that's Doug. Yeah.
Where else do you get kids' AAU wrestling results? But
yeah. I know Hayden had won it the previous year, but I didn't want to speak for winning this year without actually knowing. But I know that Hendricks got second, and I didn't know how he did. So thank you very much, whatever that listener is, for chiming in. Because that makes me feel better, because I didn't know how he ended up coming out. But there are a couple of studs, and I mean studs, those two boys. And they're fun kids, too. It's going to be good and be able to watch, you know, those guys come up through the ranks and watch them come through the wrestling, you know, high school wrestling as well, too, and then on to college. I wonder where they're going to go to school when they get to college.
I don't know.
You got any plans after wrestling's over?
Yeah, I got a lot of plans.
Do you?
Yeah, a lot. One, I'm going to go get a new late model and get that all done
there
up
you go.
And ready to go. And two, I'm going to be going shooting some turkeys and taking some people out and shooting turkeys. So that's like my favorite thing to do as soon as the wrestling season's over is turkey hunting.
So you got March figured out.
Oh, March. Well, as soon as March is over, I got all kinds of stuff. Then I go down to my mom's, and we plant our food plots and plant our beans and corn and look for some sheds. I mean, it's just like it gets nice out, and there's just so much to do. Never bored.
Never. Never. All right. Well, it'll be a fun Big Tens. We'll talk about it next week. And safe travels, you and the team to Ann Arbor, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'm looking forward to it. Tune in and watch. Should be very, very exciting.
Going to be fun. Always is. Always is. Because you never know what's going
to
happen.
My sister texted me last night and said, hey, I have the opportunity to go to the Big Tens and the Nationals. Which one should I go to? And I said, Big Tens, hand down. Hands down, go to the Big Ten. That tournament is like a mini Nationals. It's quicker. It's just nonstop. It's amazing wrestling. It's a lot less expensive. I said, I would go to Big Tens over the Nationals for sure, hands down, if you have the opportunity to go to the Big Tens.
And Michigan. In Ann Arbor. Thanks, Mark.
Yep, we'll see you guys. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have more of the gym class for a Tuesday here on KGYM right after this.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
The basketball and hockey seasons are heating up. Baseball is just around the corner, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of the 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See vividseats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Blue 22.
Those are sports sounds.
And people love sports so much, it makes them pay attention when I say, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
It's way back. It's out of here.
And we all know how sports fans feel about big saves.
What a save!
See what I did there? Save is also a sports word. So save big when you switch to Progressive. Ooh, that's a golf clap.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift The Eras Tour. Presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Back with you on the Gym Class 349 here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. Todd Rommelkamp show coming away from 4 until 6, and then the Cyclone Coaches Show tonight from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Iowa State women's basketball tomorrow night. They will take on Kansas down at Allen Fieldhouse as we get closer and closer to the tournaments, both the women's and the men's conference tournaments. In fact, some will be getting underway, I believe, tomorrow.
Yeah, I think one got underway last night. A lot of the mid-majors.
Sunbelt.
Yeah.
Got underway. Well, Sunbelt gets underway tonight or today. Atlantic Sun, Mark. Are you thinking Atlantic Sun? We got Patriot, Horizon, Atlantic Sun, and the Sunbelt going on right now. So Saturday morning, you will know the first team that is going to be in the NCAA tournament.
Go Citadel.
It's usually the A-Sun, of which Citadel is a member, correct?
I think so.
Best of luck to our friend, Austin Ashe, as he tries to shoot his way into the NCAA tournament. It's a fun time of year. Like Mark said, this is my favorite time of the year, no doubt, in sports.
It is terrific because, you know, you get towards the weather changing and you got state tournaments and you got conference tournaments, national tournaments.
Baseball starting
in about a month.
Thinking golf. Trying to inch that temperature up.
Fun time of year.
It is a fun time of the year. And I hope everyone's out there enjoying it. Yes, 31-48. How about those Vinton-Schelsberg Vikettes last night with the upset of the state tournament, beating unbeaten defending state champion Estherville-Lincoln Central last night?
How about the WOMAC in general?
It's a WOMAC party.
Yeah.
With three in the 3A semifinals with Solon, Benton Community, and Vinton-Schelsberg. We'll have Benton Community and Vinton-Schelsberg on Thursday afternoon, by the way, on CRM Live Sports. Tomorrow, it will be you and Spencer, as Kevin Lehman will join you guys coming up tomorrow. You'll also talk about Iowa, Indiana. And Thursday, Spencer will be in here as well. I'm not sure about Friday yet.
David Eichold on Thursday, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And Jeff Johnson coming up on Friday as soon as I talk to him tonight.
You were going to do that last night.
Yeah, but there were a few things and blah, 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 and I will do it tonight.
Okay.
I know where he's at. To preview the boys' state basketball tournament that starts next week. By the way, we talked too soon. Did you see the forecast? Are they now looking at Friday as a possible ugly day as far as the weather is concerned?
I have not seen that, but I don't get too excited about it. Early March, you know, it's typically going to melt pretty fast.
Oh, I know. I'm just worried about
travel.
Yeah. Going from point A to point B. That's because you have to be there.
That's 3 days away.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to hear plenty about it. We will. All right. Iowa, Indiana coming up tonight from Bloomington Assembly Hall. And that is the subject of our poll question we told you about at kgymradio.com. And check it out. Let us know what you think about the poll question. Rain, Jeff says. I hope it is just rain. I hope it is just rain out there. I do need to... Oh, state archery this weekend as well.
We got a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on at the present time. Iowa, Indiana, that is front and center coming up this evening from Bloomington. I just have a bad feeling that the Hawkeyes are in some big trouble tonight.
Yeah, it's been most of Indiana's troubles have been on the road. They have lost a couple of home games earlier in the year to Arizona, but most of the troubles that Indiana has encountered have been on the road. So, did lose at home to Northwestern by a point early January, but again, by and large, it's been the road that's been a problem for a lot of teams, including Iowa and Indiana.
Including Iowa in there. By the way, before we go here, not good news for Clear Creek Amana. They are down right now at half, 42-16 to North Polk. North Polk's very good. Very, very good. The number two team in Class 4A. So Xavier will be coming up next as they take on Sioux City Helan at 5 o'clock. Here's the most boringest, I know that's not a word.
Most boring.
Most boring prognostication of the night. Iowa has to shoot it well tonight. How's that? And play enough defense where if the Hawks put up 80, that they have a shot at winning this thing.
80 would be a good mark to shoot for. But Indiana, man.
And Tony Perkins has to play well.
It's just not about Trace Jackson Davis. It's about other guys with hyphenated last names.
Very true. Very true. Indiana's just, right now, I said it yesterday, Indiana's the hottest team in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And that's the team I don't believe anyone wants to play at this present time. And that's what Iowa has to go do. And it's not going to be easy. And JHS is going to be doing his thing. Speculation that he is going to be leaving the Hoosiers and going in the NBA next year along with Trace Jackson Davis. I would not bet against that.
Here's some hope for Iowa fans. I know time's short, but the last few home games that Indiana has played, it won by 3 against Illinois, by 6 against Rutgers, by 5 against Purdue. Previous to that, it whipped Ohio State pretty bad. But, the last 3 games have been just down to a couple possessions.
Iowa wins tonight. Iowa's definitely got a shot at a double bye. In fact, bold statement, whoever wins this game tonight has a pretty decent shot of getting a double bye. And by the way, just from the Iowa Athletic Department, coming out in the last 20 minutes here, the Sunday game, senior day for Iowa against Nebraska, is now officially a sellout. The 1 o'clock tip-off at Carver-Hawkeye Arena on Sunday afternoon. If you had plans and did not have tickets yet, you cannot get them through the Iowa Athletic Office.
Good to see.
We'll talk, you guys will, tomorrow. About that with Kevin Lehman. You'll go over Iowa, Indiana, and look ahead to more college basketball. And Spencer will sit in with you and do a fantastic job.
He will indeed. And Kevin coming to us live from the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament.
Yep. He'll be at Arch Madness in St. Louis at the, is it still the Enterprise Center? I don't know. Whatever they're calling it these days, St. Louis is hosting it. Want to thank Mark Ironside for stopping by. For Mark, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening. It's been the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus.